You've got questions, we've got answers. It's Bible Line Mailbag. Howdy, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we have three different questions. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about why we're going to do three in one video. We're getting a lot of the same question, or just asked in a different way. And instead of making the same video a bunch of different ways, we're going to kind of do this thing called like mailbag or something like that, where there are some questions that I can just go through in one video and, you know, give a short, simple answer after I've already replied to the individuals. And instead of trying to make like one video and then making you wait an entire week for another video for content you've probably already seen an answer to. Now, this does not mean that we should only make fresh, new, original stuff. I mean, the Bible is, it's always fresh bread. It's always original in the idea of, you know, when you compare it to man's way of doing things. But I thought this would be good. So we've got our mental health videos that we're doing. I pray those are a blessing to you guys. We've got our question and answer, and there still will be question and answers when we get a unique question, something that we haven't really addressed in depth. And then we'll have the Pastor React series, which is probably one of the most popular things that we do, where we take your video submissions. And just as a side note, I'm overwhelmed with how much stuff we're getting. So if you sent something in a while ago, we're going to get to it. It's just, we got to get to it. So, all right. First one here is from a gentleman named Ralph. And he says, was wondering about the difference between being a disciple and an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Coming out of Lordship Salvation in MacArthur and a bunch of attending Baptist Church for the 72-year-old pastor, he's been saying to start discipleship class, and I'm confused about attending. Any advice or message to help? I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. I believe He died on the cross for my sins. I've never heard in church for 21 years that Ephesians 2:8 through 10 is not of yourselves. I just subscribed to your YouTube channel. Sorry to bother you. Some of that is some grammar at the end, but well, welcome. Glad that you're here. No bother at all. So his main question is there a difference between being a disciple and an ambassador of Jesus Christ? And he's confused because he's being asked to go to a discipleship class. I would say the difference between a disciple and an ambassador would be an ambassador is a role. This is how we're supposed to portray ourselves to the world. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's also in Ephesians chapter 6. But a disciple is something that we're doing actively. We're following Christ, not for salvation, but because we've been given eternal life. And sadly, it's only few in the eyes of a lot of people that are born again, but only few people are following after Christ. But I think a discipleship is who we are as far as what we're doing. And then an ambassador is how we portray ourselves to the world. An ambassador is someone who goes before and represents a nation. Okay, so I think it's worth looking at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. That's all. That's kind of the cap of it. But what he says here is in verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So the ministry of reconciliation is the ministry of reconciling. Reconcile is to remove that which is in the way. The apostles are saying here their ministry is to go out and help people have that sin reconciled between them and God, and that's only found in Christ. So if you're a minister of reconciliation, you're an evangelist, you're a soul winner, and that is a part of being an ambassador for Christ. When people hear about Jesus Christ, they should hear about him from you. You are his representative. So I hope that answers that question. Terida, not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but Terida asks, so as I am unlearning things from Lordship Salvation and even Word of Faith before that, I notice in Lordship Salvation, teachers translate Matthew 7, 21 through 23 to mean the, quote, Lord, Lord people, end quote, didn't have an ongoing relationship with him. At first, this sounded great and comforting to me because I couldn't figure out what it meant, and it haunted me for decades, so just getting an answer, he's saying, was good. But as I came to know that Lordship Salvation really was and that I was fallen into the traps of it, I thought about the verse above and then the thief on the cross. The thief died before even establishing a relationship with the Lord, from what I can tell, but yet he was promised to be in paradise. Astute observation. Would the verse talking about the thief on the cross refute Lordship salvation claims about having to needing a relationship with the Lord in order to be saved? As I learn more about the truth of God's word, I like to prepare myself if I ever talk to someone who's under false teaching. I love that. Let's try to reach people, yeah? But anyway, his question is, does the thief on the cross negate lordship salvation? I would say so, because the thief on the cross did not make Jesus his Lord. He simply believed that Jesus was who he claimed to be, and Jesus verified that belief by saying, you're going to be with me today. That's the equivalent of saying, Martha, believest thou this? But yeah, Matthew 7, 21 through 23, we've made several videos on that, what that really means. And yeah, the thief on the cross, I think, is a good illustration of we're not saved by making Jesus Lord. He already is Lord. You making him Lord does not earn you eternal life. And regardless, that's a work, and we're not saved by works. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this video to make sure that more people are introduced to the YouTube content here on BibleLine. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit the red subscribe button and turn on all notifications so that anytime we post anything, you get an update. And don't forget, too, if you have a Bible question, you can email us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Send us your questions, topics, and any kind of videos you want us to react to. Let's get back to today's video. And then the last one is an opinion question, and it's very short. And they say, this person's name is David. They say, what makes lordship salvation so popular? So my opinion on that is lordship salvation is popular because it is a teaching from the devil. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the devil is disguised as an angel of light and his minions as workers of righteousness. And I think it's popular because it appeals to man's base form, which is pride. There's nothing better than a man thinking he earned something, he did something. I mean, that's in most of our culture today. That's how young men are changing their lives. Jordan Peterson, as an example, his first principle in his 12 rules for life is clean your room. And then that kind of extends to everything else. And you start to feel good about yourself. You start to feel like you're doing good. You're working on yourself. So you can take this worked self of you and present it to somebody else. Now, I'm not sure if that's exactly what Peterson is saying, but man is prideful. Man is going to say, man, I did something. And so there's a lot of humble bragging in lordship salvation, and it's just naturally good. You get around a bunch of people that are all saying the same thing, and you all, you know, believe the same thing, and all of a sudden, that's pretty powerful. So I think that's why it's popular. It's a works-based method of salvation, and people think, well, I'm good enough to get there, so I'll be able to get there. That's why I think it's popular, but love to hear your feedback. Talk amongst yourself in the comments section. I think it would be good. And if you have a question, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. I think we'll be able to get through a lot more questions doing this format for questions we've already kind of discussed at length. We kind of hit them all in different, we hit multiple questions in one video. I'll send these people emails so they can take a look at my responses. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.